And we begin the show with Space Show News. For several years now, it has been the policy of the federal government to charge companies a fee to grant space launch permits. Yep, you're not allowed to put something into space without the permission of the government. The scheme was to have come into effect in 2020, but was postponed due to COVID-19 and, until several weeks ago, was to have come into effect from July. It has been announced by Science Minister Melissa Price that the federal government would not be pursuing its, quote, Commonwealth Cost Recovery Scheme for Space Launches and Return, end quote. The scheme would have seen Australian companies charged as much as $200,000 for launch permit applications. The South Australian company Southern Launch welcomed the announcement. It said that the proposed fee would have been three times the cost of rocket development and mission costs. The company said that this was 30 times higher than in other countries. And the federal government minister, Melissa Price, has tasked the Australian Space Agency to develop a space strategic update covering the next two decades. The aim is to align efforts across the space industry. But don't expect to read the strategy tomorrow. There will be 18 months of consultations first, and then they'll have to write the darn thing. Now, Australian Defence Minister Peter Dutton gave a speech yesterday to a military conference. In it, he noted the activation of the previously announced Australian Defence Space Command. The space show was not there to record the speech, so we have cobbled together the full space-related parts of the minister's speech from three sources. Two of them were plugged into the microphone feed, and the other recorded the auditorium ambience.
The times in which we live reinforce the enduring importance of hard power, both in defence of a nation and to deter aggression, and the absolute necessity of like-minded nations working together more closely, together to preserve the peace and the stability which has and will continue to push humanity forward. As we know, technological developments continue to change the character of warfare, particularly in the air and space domain. Together with like-minded partners and the United Nations, Australia has long championed and been responsible and peaceful in our use of outer space in accordance with international norms. Space is becoming more congested and is already contested, particularly as the boundaries between competition and conflict become increasingly blurred through grey zone activities. Tellingly, more than 7,500 satellites orbit the Earth, with thousands more being launched each year. While space is primarily a civil domain to support navigation, communication networks, financial systems, scientific enterprises, weather forecasting, and disaster response, it will undoubtedly become a domain which takes on greater military significance in this century. A domain which is now an operational theatre, which provides space-based communication, intelligence and navigation to the joint force. We know that some countries are developing capabilities to threaten or degrade space networks, to target satellites and to destroy space systems. Countries that see space as a territory for their taking, rather than one to be shared. In November last year, as part of an anti-satellite missile test, Russia destroyed its own redundant Cosmos 1408, which left behind a cloud of more than 1,500 pieces of lethal debris that will take decades to clear. For any nation, losing access to space would have significant civil and military consequences. Thus, all nations have an interest in assuring their access to space. It's a domain which must be used to deter aggression rather than become a new realm for conflict. So, friends, to that end, it's my great pleasure today to officially announce the stand-up of Australia's Defence Space Command. I want to congratulate the newly appointed head of that command, Air Vice Marshal Kath Roberts. Australia's Defence Space Command will initially be modest compared to those similar, well-established functions which already exist among some of our allies. But make no mistake, we are looking forward, and it's a necessary endeavour with a view to protecting our national interests and our need for a Space Force in the future. Defence Space Command comprises personnel from three services: Defence Public Service and Industry Contractors. It works in close collaboration with the Australian Space Agency, with industry partners and our research and scientific institutions. Importantly, Defence Space Command is Australia's contribution towards a larger collective effort among like-minded countries to ensure a safe, stable and secure space domain. By developing our sovereign space capabilities, we will not only become more self-reliant, but also be a better ally and partner through the combined effects of our capabilities. Australia's aim will be to invest in new military space capabilities to counter threats, to assure our continued access to space-based intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, and to uphold the free use of space. Guiding the efforts and priorities of Australia's Defence Space Command is the Defence Space Strategy, which I'm pleased also to release today. Importantly, Australia and the United States are strengthening our alliance to support our mutual objectives in the space domain. The Australian Department of Defence and the US National Reconnaissance Office have committed to a broad range of cooperative satellite activities which will expand Australia's space knowledge and capabilities. Our partnership will also contribute to the US National Reconnaissance Office's pursuit of a more capable, integrated and resilient space architecture to support global coverage in a wide range of intelligence mission requirements.
And speaking yesterday, that was Defence Minister Peter Dutton. And also yesterday, the Chief of Air Force released this promotional feature. Here is what Air Marshal Mel Hupfield had to say.
Australia is hugely dependent on civil and defence space capabilities. Space is vital to our Australian society. Our financial systems, navigation, weather, and telecommunications all rely on space capability. We cannot take this for granted. Space is also critical to defending Australia and enables our ADF warfighting effectiveness, our situational awareness, and the delivery of real-time communications and information. Space helps connect us across the other domains of air, land, maritime, and cyber, providing real-time information to our deployed forces everywhere. And that is why space is now recognised formally as an operational domain. I've been designated as the Chief of Air Force to be the lead of the space domain in addition to the air domain. Therefore, I'm responsible for coordinating Defence's space activities and the overall integration of space effects. This includes policy, space control, space services and technology, and stakeholder engagement with the Australian Space Agency and industry. We must also work closely with our allies and international partners to assure our access to space while being responsible users of the space domain. Space is becoming more congested and contested. Over 6,000 satellites are already orbiting the Earth, and thousands more are being launched every year. As Australia is committed to a rules-based global order, we'll continue to promote responsible behaviour in space through the promotion of norms and standards. Australia's unique geographical location and vast open land in the Southern Hemisphere provides immense opportunities for the development of space capabilities. Australia is investing $7 billion over the next decade in our own space capabilities, giving us more to contribute to the security and economic prosperity of our region. While technologies and systems are important, they are only part of what enables the delivery of space power. Our people and partners will bring the curiosity and creativity required to conceive the space power that we'll need to meet our future challenges. To enable me to deliver this vision as the Space Domain Lead, I'm proud to officially establish today the Defence Space Command. And in doing so, I welcome and congratulate Air Vice Marshal Kath Roberts as the inaugural Space Commander.
To realise our space aspirations, Space Command brings together trailblazers from Navy, Army, Air Force and the Department of Defence, together under an integrated headquarters within Air Force. Our space future will be powered by our vibrant space industry. We will work closely with industry and academia, engaging with the best and brightest Aussie smarts for our unique space capabilities. Space is incredibly exciting and challenging at the same time. We have to be creative, collaborative, and inventive to overcome the obstacles and grab hold of the opportunities. Together we will reach for the stars to protect Australia, our freedom, our values, and our way of life.
And for more about the Australian Defence Space Command, then visit our 2021 programs page on space.southernfm.com.au. That's space.southernfm.com.au. Scroll down to the 2021 program page, click on that, and then scroll down to May the 12th. And we did a program about that what is now called the Defence Space Command. It was had a different name last year, and you can find out more about it.
88.3 Southern FM.